You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Tiare Jones is the author of four novels. Her most recent novel, An American Marriage, was a 2018 Oprah's Book Club selection. Jones wrote her first book, Leaving Atlanta, while she was a graduate student. The novel is based on the experience Jones had as a child living in Atlanta during the Atlanta child murders, which happened between 1979 and 1981. That novel won the 2003 Hurston Wright Legacy Award Debut Fiction. Jones is visiting Boise to a sold-out crowd at the cabin for a book reading. But before that, she has been kind enough to join me in studio to talk more about her work. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So first, just talk to me a little bit about how you got into writing. Was it something your entire life you just did or wanted to do?
Well, all my life, I loved to write. You know, as a little kid, I wrote little books and stapled them. But, you know, it wasn't until I was in college that I came to see that I could be a writer. I think when I was a teenager writing, no one thought it could be my profession. I think people just thought, people do this with girls. They just think it means you're nice, that
right?
You're quiet.
Yeah.
Like, no one ever says, hey, young lady,
you're
what are
good?
You writing? What are you thinking? Maybe you're doing something important. It's more like, oh, what a sweet girl. Her mother's, you know, has raised her so well.
She's raised her right.
Yes.
Yes. So then talk to me about your first novel. You're in graduate school in Arizona, and this is not autobiographical, but it is based on your experiences growing up in Atlanta, correct?
Well, I felt like as a native Atlantan, I was a witness to the child murders because two of the murdered children were students at my school. And I had never seen anything from the point of view of those of us who were children. Everything else about the case was either true crime or situating it historically. But I wanted to, that's what I'm really interested in, looking at the everyday people whose lives intersect with something larger than they are.
And this was in the voice of three different characters, correct?
Yes, three kids,
in that book?
Three fifth graders. I mean, my first book, I like to think that I'm lucky when I wrote it. I didn't know anything about the book business, because a book about three fifth graders talking about murder, you know, no one would have said, that's a good idea.
That's a great idea, right?
But it was the story of my heart, and that's how and it's called, you know, Leaving Atlanta, and I had also just moved away from Atlanta myself. Mm. So I think that the beauty of being a young writer is that you are loyal only to your own heart.
So then you write this book, and not only does it do well, you win a major award for this book. What was that process like?
Well, you know, it was exciting, but I was so young that I didn't know yet how unusual of an experience it was.
Right.
It was like kind of a dream come true, but I think I was lucky not to understand myself as being so fortunate, because I think I would have intimidated myself with my experience. But I thought, oh, you know, I've done my work. I've worked so hard, and these good things have happened. It felt like the universe was on track. And it's funny, because at that point I thought, everyone says it's so hard to be a writer, but really you just have to work hard. But then after that, I had an incredible change of fortune, and not in a good way.
Oh.
Yes, when it came to time to write my third novel, you know, my publisher had been sold to another company. Computers had taken over. So there's a program called BookScan where they tell how good your sales are or aren't. And
So
once, before BookScan, you used to could kind of act successful and people would treat you like you were successful.
Right.
But like even now, they have that program on their phones and they can just immediately get a number. They can assign a number to your efforts.
That's like television ratings.
Yes, for books.
Right.
So I couldn't get a contract for my third book, and I was just plummeted into despair. But, you know, I just kept writing because I remembered what it meant to write to your heart. And then after that, I had a remarkable chance encounter. I was at a book event, and I met a woman who literally put my hand in the hand of a publisher and got my career back on track.
Wow.
Crazy,
isn't that amazing,
right?
When moments like that happen?
Yes. I mean, because I was at my lowest point. And my students love that story because they say, oh, it just means who you know. But I tell them, no, the real moral of the story is that I had completed the third book. So when I met the woman who found the publisher for me, I had something to hand over.
Mm.
Because if I had not, I could just say,
because it's nice to meet you.
Yeah, a nice person tried to
right.
help me. But this way, I felt like if you do your part, doors open.
I'm speaking with novelist Tiare Jones. We're talking about her visit to Boise, but also her career. So This is fascinating that you tell me just about your third novel and this process, because then your fourth novel comes out, An American Marriage. And not only did Oprah choose it as her 2018 book club selection, former President Barack Obama put it on his summer reading list for 2018. So talk about from the depths of despair to having this national stage for this novel.
Now, this has been quite just a shock. I mean, when you're an Oprah book club selection, Oprah Winfrey just calls you on the phone one day. You're just minding your business.
Oprah calls you, not her
yes.
people.
No. I think one of the many pleasures in being Oprah is changing people's lives, and she wants to be there for
it. Yeah, she wants to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, the phone rang. It was a block call. I answered it. Block calls. I'm curious about block calls. I feel like somebody blocked that call for a reason.
Mm.
And I want to know what
it is. I'm not going to do the scam likely, but maybe a block call.
Well, I'm going to say, you know, if it's a scam, just hang up. Don't know. So I answered the phone. I said, hello. And she said, hi, this is Oprah. And her voice is so distinctive.
Okay, so you knew.
Anybody would know.
Okay.
People say, how do you know it wasn't a joke? But Oprah.
It's Oprah.
It's Oprah.
It's Oprah.
I put on my hazard lights and I pulled over. And I said, ma'am. And she said she wanted to choose, you know, my book for her book club.
What was that moment like?
I said, yes, ma'am. She's from the South. I'm from the South.
Yes.
You know, it was exciting, especially because in 2002, when I published my first novel, that was like maybe 2 months before I published my first novel, she announced that she was discontinuing the book club.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, remember? And I was
yes,
like,
you've got to be kidding me.
I thought I came on the scene too late.
Right.
Just, you know, I didn't think that I would be her book club pick, but I liked the idea of being in the running in some cosmic way. And then it, you know, it came back all these years later. I mean, that was one of my dreams from when I was, you know, just starting. And also, you know, between the time when she chose the book and the book came out, because she gets copies early,
mm-hmm.
I had a lot of time at 5 months under which I had signed a non-disclosure agreement. And so I couldn't tell anyone, but I thought about it a lot, and it really made me think about the fact that Oprah Winfrey was, in fact, lending her good name to my work, but also how many other people in my life had lent me their good name. Mm. Like even my high school English teacher, when I wanted to go to college, she wrote a letter on my behalf. She's not Oprah, but her name means as much to her as Oprah's name means to Oprah.
Well, and it opened doors for you.
And she gave it to me, though. When you put your name down mm-hmm. for someone, you're vouching for them. You're tying your reputation to theirs.
Yep.
And it made me realize all the times that we stand up for each other in that way.
I so appreciate the conversation with you. I wish we could talk more, but unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you so much for coming in today and taking some time for us.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. Thanks for having me.
I've been speaking with Tahari Jones. She is a novelist. She's in Boise for a sold-out event at The Cabin, but of course you can always buy her books. Thank you again so much.
Thank you.